Not many 10-year-olds out there get to kick off their summer with trips to Portugal and Spain, but that's exactly how Bradford's Ethan Gill started his school break. But this was no vacation for Gill, who's a student at St. Angela Merici. He was there taking part in the World Youth Soccer Tournaments in Portugal and Spain, where his team finished second in both. "My experience at the World Youth Tournaments was great for my development," he said. "It was an intense 2 weeks with my team playing 14 games in a span of 2 weeks. It took a lot of discipline on getting enough rest for the games and concentration. Thankfully, I was fully fit to go all the way in both tournaments. My one-year training preparation for this tournament definitely helped me face some of the top clubs in the world, including Real Madrid, Sporting and Benfica." Getting to travel to see new countries for soccer isn't new for Gill, who previously played in Germany, but the experience and bonding with those involved doesn't get old. "My favorite part of going to Portugal and Spain was definitely being with my teammates, coaches, and family on this amazing journey that will always stay with me in memory," he said. "The bus rides to the games had to be one of my favorite parts because we would sing along as a team and raise the energy levels to the max." Not only was Gill excited about getting to travel playing his favorite sport, but also being able to compete and show other players from around the world how Canadians play soccer. "It was a lot of fun competing at this prestigious tournament with many great talented players," he said. "Making it to the finals 2 times in Spain and Portugal was definitely a great accomplishment that I never expected, especially being the underdog at this tournament going up against some of the strongest youth academies in the world. I'm happy I played a part in my team's success to leave Europe with a big statement that Canadian players can compete. Playing at a tournament with thousands of talented players from around the world gave Gill the opportunity to see how others play the game and learn how to improve his own skill set. I learned that all the players there have mastered the basic fundamentals of the game," he explained. "Also, with how fast they think with their decisions. But my main lesson I'll take with me for the future was the mental aspect of the game. With a big tournament like this, especially playing in the finals, there were many distractions such as fans with drums, horns, chants, just the whole electric atmosphere in general. Along with not being afraid of going head-to-head against the big-name teams such as Real Madrid and Sporting FC. The most memorable aspect of the tournaments was the pride Gill took in being a Canadian team and advancing to the finals. Singing the Canadian national anthem at the finals definitely stuck out the most," he says. "Nobody expected a Canadian team to make it to the finals not just once but twice in both competitions. Being the first Canadian team to make it that far." As he grows as a soccer player, Gill dreams of one day playing professionally and knows the path to success comes from the help of his coaches. "My goals going forward as a soccer player is to continue developing as an elite soccer player with my coaches," he said. "With hopefully achieving my dream to become a professional soccer player in the near future."